Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we come before this mercy seat today, your wife, asking that your anointing rest upon your words of faith, that our hearts open unto thine truth. I pray you touch us all today. Touch your man servant, that I may proclaim this truth without any compromising at all, Yahweh. I will stand for your truth. For me to live is Messiah. For me to die is to gain the presence of my Father. I will stand as an oracle. I will speak by the proclamation of your Spirit. That thy will be done today, and that every word be seasoned with grace and understanding. That the hearts may do without a shadow of a doubt that our righteous King lives, and he lives forever. May the power and the anointing of Yahshua HaMashiach rest upon us all in a mighty way. And all the saints said, hallelujah. 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 Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. I thank him today. I often start things that way because Scripture says in all things, give him thanks. So I do want to acknowledge the Father and to recognize the mighty work that he has done through the body of Messiah, Yahshua, the Lamb. And so I bless him today for all the essentials that are needed in my walk with him, that I may perform my duties before him in a spiritual manner. Not according to the letter, but according to the Spirit. It is one thing that he has done. He has not left me alone, whereby I would walk in an aloof fashion without understanding of the leading of the Spirit. Those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of Yahweh. Many spirits are going out throughout the land. Many are deceived. They're taken under this dark delusion that in their religious practices, they're doing things that are right. What we call Christendom has become and is so pagan that the light of his simple truth cannot shine through. So they have done worse than the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They have added their carnal laws and traditions that man cannot see the bright power of the laws of Yahweh. They have no stability in their lives, no strength. So they deny the pure scripture over laws and traditions of men that are carnal. For it deals with the carnal aspect of man, and it gives some kind of security to the carnal man. The laws of Yahweh, which are commanded by the Spirit, they cut. They cut. They cut. And they are always cutting. Because the flesh is enmity against Yahweh. It is not subject to the laws of Yahweh. And neither indeed can be done whatsoever. I want to establish something today as I began to proceed just a little farther. As we began to delve into the spiritual realms of the laws of Yahweh. It is a sure thing that Messiah, Yahshua, did not come after the manner of the priesthood. He did not come through the tribe of Levi. Because Moshe did not speak about him or did not identify that tribe concerning the priestly power to bring offerings and sacrifices unto Yahweh. Now that's what Scripture says. That is what the word of Yahweh says. What this pagan world has done, they have distorted the identity of Messiah. That's why they have this vile, effeminate thing that they call their Jesus. It is the same picture of Jesus, same God, no different at all. And so they have their corrupt identities today, whereby we cannot identify the Messiah in his purest form. I want to read what Scripture says. You can reject it. It makes no difference at all, any of you all. For the truth is the truth. Scripture says in Hebrews chapter 7. It says, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14. I want to read that, and I will go back later as I finish this message. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14. Scripture says, as Joel wrote unto the Yodans, the Jews, those that were called of Yahweh, elected, to carry forth and to bring forth the birth of his covenant. And that's what we ought to bring forth, the birth of his covenant. It says here, in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14, Joel said, for it is evident, no doubt, no consideration, it is evident that our Master, or our Redeemer, Messiah, it said he sprang out, or he came out of Yehuda. He did not come out of the Anglo-Saxon or the Negroids. He came out of Yehuda. He did not have a name that is associated with that English name. He had a name of the tribe of Yehuda. He said, it is evident. There is no question to that. He came out of, he was brought forth out of Yehuda, Judah, of which tribe, Moshe spake nothing concerning the priesthood. Now Moshe did not talk about the tribe of Yehuda concerning the priesthood. For it was given over unto the Levites to serve the house of Yahweh, and they will offer up the sacrifices unto Yahweh. It was not given unto the tribe of Yehuda, but yet it is evident that Messiah came out of that tribe. He has no transliteration of a name that is enunciated in an English way. It is a Hebrew name. It has never changed. And it will never change. The name of Jesus is a pagan misnomer of a deity. It is not the name of Messiah that came out of Yehuda. His name is not a Latin Greek name that has been translated into an English name. So it's evident that he came out of Yehuda. He did not come out of America. He did not come out of Africa. He did not come out of Mexico. He came out of the tribe of Yehuda. And what a profound thing that Yahweh did to bring a spiritual light to the law. Because the Levites had corrupted the laws. They had added their little dimensions. They had done things that were contrary to the laws of Yahweh. And so Yahweh had to bring forth this one out of the tribe of Yehuda that had no associations with the laws of Moshe, that he would bring about the dynamics and the power of the law of Yahweh. That's what he did. And I will show you what the preponderance of evidence in Scripture is there. So he came forth in the excellence of Yahweh's anointing to bring forth the excellent light of the law. And the spiritual revelation of the laws of Yahweh. I believe what Scripture says, every word that Yahweh speaks is pure. It's not what man has put in there, but every word that Yahweh speaks is pure. Now, if we want to get some indications of what is pure, we must go back to the Torah. We must go back to the Torah. And then we can see through the comfort of the Torah what David spoke, because these were the laws that comforted him in the midst of great trials and afflictions against darkness. And the prophets prophesy accordingly to the things of the law. They did not speak out of term. They did not speak things that were not associated or aligned with the laws of Moshe. I will show us in Scripture. It's either that Saul, the one we call Paul, it is either that he is a man of true integrity, or he is a deceitful liar. It's either what he said is true, when it deals with the specifics of the laws, when he wrote unto the Romans, when he wrote unto the Hebrews, when they spoke a man like James, when he wrote unto the saints of Corinth, then you must trash everything in here. Well, there are things that ought not to be in here. And that's a fact. We can see that this form of paganism in Scripture. I can see it. And there are things that Yahweh never intended to be in this book. He never intended. He never intended for it to be there. And yet original Scriptures, those that have not been tabloid by the hands of these corrupt scribes, yet Yahweh has caused the hearts of men to lay down their lives to know the truth. And the ones that rebel against that because they have no truth in them and they have no light in them, that's why they rebel. They're ignorant, they're dumb dogs, and they went out of the city. I want to read this in Revelation now. We come to the last part. Revelation chapter 22. It is either the truth or it's either a lie. His name is Yahweh, and the Son came in His name. The name of Jesus is a pagan lie. It is a deity of hell. The name is associated with the deity of darkness. And in all of our ignorance now, He springs forth the excellent light of His name. It's going to be exalted again in this hour. And men are going to know His name. And they're going to exalt it. And it's going to ring in the heavens above. Scripture says in Revelation chapter 22, I want to begin reading in verse 14. It says, bless. Is that not the first word of Revelation 22:14? Does it say bless? Does it say bless or not bless? It says bless. It said bless are they that what? Do what? Do what? That do His commandments. You say, Pastor Roberts, that has to do with the literal word. No, everything that Yahweh says unto us, because we are a rebellious people. We walk in carnality. He commands us with every word He says is a commandment. He said, blessed are they that do and keep His commandments. Now, if Saul, or Paul, as you call him, preached anything that is different from this, then he was a false apostle. He was a false prophet. Now we must search Scripture and see whether what Saul or Kephar or the men of Yahweh said coincide with this. We come to the end. And He tells us, blessed are they that keep and do His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. They're not grievous when you keep them. Now the world has taught us that they're grievous. Legalism. He is a legal, authenticated one. Everything He says is legal because it's binding. Everything Yahweh says is legal because it's binding. He doesn't jive. He doesn't play around. So everything He says is for real. It's for real. He says, look at this. Blessed are they that keep His commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life. And that they may enter in through the gates into the new city of Jerusalem. And He says, I want to warn you, for without are dogs and sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, and idolaters. Men that practice idolatry. This pagan crush, the sunrise, the Easter's, the Christmas, the feast days, they are pagan. They celebrate flesh, which despise Yahweh. They celebrate revering and banqueting. It is against the Father. He said, without our idolatrous, and look at this now, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. It's either that the name of Yahweh or His Son is what it is, or I am a liar and I'm making a lie. He said, without the city, they're not going to be. A liar shall not tarry before the very presence of Almighty Yahweh. I will not even subject my soul to lies orchestrated by hell to lose the very identity of the one that saved me. I would flee for the mountain. I would run and get in a high place. You're going to have to get above your flesh to get in a high place. Your flesh is a vile, stinking thing. You're self-righteous. You think you're good and you're wicked. There's only one good. Almighty Yahweh. He is the righteous one. There's only one. That's why He has given us a law that keep us in good standards with Him. Well, you saying that the law saved? No, I'm not saying that the law saved. I'm saying that the spiritual truth of the law will save a man from the condemnation of hell because he will not disobey Yahweh. Paul did not Sure, did not preach anything any different. I will show you. He preached what I'm preaching today. With a greater magnitude of strength too. For they had a great fresh anointing. That's why he's going to have to, as the old saints would say, he's going to do the right thing in this hour, the new thing. He's going to do a new thing. I understand what they're saying. You see, they thought a new thing is that folks jump around and hop around. His new thing, his name is going to be revealed. Men shall know the Father's name. You should not call upon an idolatrous name. The name of Jesus is idolatrous. It's associated with idolatry. It's a pagan name. Well, I was saved that way. You were saved by the grace and the mercies of Almighty Yahweh. That's how you were saved. Salvation belongs unto him. Before the world were ever formed, before Messiah ever came forth in flesh, he had to come forth in flesh to be a Messiah. Our names and those names that are his were written in the Lamb's book of life. You can call me a Calvinist or whatever you want to. That's truth. Calvin did not ordain that doctrine. That doctrine came from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And that is simple as that. It was not by any works of righteousness that you've done. You thought because you had a right, you had no righteousness in you. You did not even know how to call on any name. We're a pack of liars and hypocrites full of sin and wickedness. It was just mercy and the grace of Yahweh that delivered you. It was nothing you said out of your mouth because your heart was full of issues of corruption, sin and vileness. So you didn't have anything righteous to come out of you. You had nothing at all. Your salvation was heard by some tradition. Salvation doesn't come that way. It comes by the very ordained purpose of Yahweh. He saved those that are his, and he added them to the body. So you didn't get saved in some whorehouse. God said he led you to some Jezebel preacher. We certainly weren't led by the Spirit. Say what you want to. You know, it's one thing about this nation. It doesn't want to be critical of itself. We will be critical of everyone else now. We will not be critical of ourselves. We don't like criticizing ourselves. We don't like to think that we were that stupid and that ignorant. We want to think of ourselves as being polished. It's something that we actually are not. A deceitful, a liar, a subverter. We're filthy, full of sin. We had nothing at all to offer. You think he wanted his name come out of your filthy mouths, full of sin and lies and drunkenness, and every kind of vile thing we were doing that. Well, he is going to honor his name again, and the heavens are going to honor it. And it won't be associated with that pagan idiom called Jesus either. That is the tool of hell. That's why they're all celebrating the Easters today, tomorrow. What a vile abomination. Every kind of whorehouse it is, they all got their calling out unto Mithra, Mithraism. That's all it is. Astarte. Isn't that amazing, Elder Crawford? That all these gods have names, but the one that they say they serve has no name. They just call him God. Lord. Last from the pit of hell. And here's a preacher that will stand all their lives. Now he said now, blessed are they that do his commandments and keep them. We must do his commandments and keep them. And so all did not preach anything any different than this. Now, I want to begin at 1 John, chapter 2, verse 3. I want to move through some scriptures. 1 John, you know Messiah said, it is the Spirit that, what, quickeneth? Did he not say that? It is the Spirit that quickeneth or make alive. He said that the flesh profiteth what? The flesh profiteth nothing. It profiteth nothing at all. And then he all goes on to say, the words that I speak unto you, their spirit. And their life. Now, if he spoke the laws unto the people, then there was a spiritual application to the laws of Yahweh. There's a spiritual revelation in his name that the world cannot call upon it. They despise it, but they all love Jesus. They all love the passion of Christ. They will all speak of their adorations. And I'm talking about vile, unshamed men. How can these men here say that they love Yahweh and they gather for their worship or their consortium and charging people $35 to enter in. And all say that they're bishops. How can that be? We're an ignorant people. I say it again, we are an ignorant, foolish people. That's what we are. This old natural mind is enmity against the law of Yahweh. It hates it. It doesn't love it. That's why it has to be a birth of the Spirit And it comes by the baptism of Yahweh, where a man is baptized in water. That is a part of it. I will read this. First Yohanan, John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. He says now, and hereby, I want to reiterate this again. And hereby this, we do know. When you know something, there is no doubt about it. He said that we do know that we know Him. There's only one way you know Him. Don't tell me you know Him because of the name of Jesus. You've done every sin it is in that name. Lie, cheat it, adulterate it, fornicate it, go out the strange gods, the god of your belly, your flesh. He said, if we keep His commandments, if we keep His commandments, this is how you know that you do know Him and you are in Him. Can no man say that he is in Him when he deny His commandments? I will show us, saints. I got something ahead in this message here. We'll see whether the scriptures are accurate, the scripture now, it's the truth, or whether it's a false deception. He says in verse 4, what a man says, so he that say, I know Him, and keeping not His commandments is a liar. How do you address that? When a man says he knows Him, and keep not His commandments, when he takes His name in vain, he's a liar. It has nothing to do with emotions or feelings, my friends. Has nothing to do with what you've been taught traditionally. Has nothing to do with what you have learned. Has to do with what is truth, what He says. So we say we love Him, and we are in Him, and keep not His commandments. He said we are liars. That's what He says. Did He say that there will be liars? No liars shall enter into the city? Is that what Scripture says? We have been duped, saints, because mama's way and daddy's way. We've been led by this traditional way. We have not been led by the Spirit, saints. We have been convinced because mama says something, daddy says something, that it curtail our growth. Because we did not want to offend them, or walk in a way was displeasing to them, or what our neighbor said, or what others said about us. So you've done that. You say what you will or may. You curtail your conversation. You watch what you've said because you didn't want to offend. You didn't want to say something that would offend them. And to sit here and say you haven't, you are a liar. Every last one of us have been guilty of that one. You did not want to offend them. You didn't want to do anything that would bring about any offense unto them. But yet you offended your way. I won't do that, Father. I won't admit it all. I'm going to stand for your truth. Now he said, without the city are, he said, no idolaters, and whosoever that maketh a lie. He said, they're not there. So if a man says, he loves Yahweh, keeps not His commandment, he makes a lie. He makes Yahweh a lie. And Yahweh is a liar. And he is not a liar. The man is a liar. But Yahweh is not a liar. He said, and the truth now, and the truth, and the truth now, and the truth, and the truth is not in that man. Now that's what Scripture says. We are uptight people that like to brush through things. We like to read quickly. We don't get a full understanding of words. Oh, I can read sometimes very fast, what I call speed reading. I have my own mechanics as the way I speak read. I get an understanding of the logistics of what has been said, but I don't get a thorough understanding. And our understanding is not thorough today. Now that's what he says. He said, a man says that he loves Yahweh, keeps not His commandments. First of all, he's a liar, and the truth is not in him. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He said, all of my commandments, His commandments are the truth. That's what Scripture says. Where is that? We'll get to that. I'll tell you exactly where is that. So if a man says that he loves Him and he keeps not His commandments, the truth is not in that man. None whatsoever. And the third chapter of the same book, now third chapter, this is like a little chronological sequence here. As Yohanan spoke unto Gaishia, his beloved, to strengthen his heart amongst those that were the dispersed or the scattered of Israel. He says in chapter 3, verse 21, look what he says. He says, beloved, if your heart or our hearts condemn us not, if our hearts don't condemn us, then we have confidence toward Yahweh. Well, how can our hearts not condemn us? Because we have the mind of Messiah. What He did was to please the Father. Now, your natural corrupt heart is going to do all it can to satisfy you. Because it is a stony heart.
So that heart needs to be taken out, and we need a heart that is pliable, that can be touched. That's what you need. My heart don't condemn me. You tell me these wicked folks here that will keep this Good Friday, Easter, Esther, and their hearts will not condemn them. They will fight against you vehemently. And they say, well, my heart doesn't condemn me. I'm doing right. They're liars. They're full of hell. They will keep their sun worship, sun deity. They deny the Shabbat of Yahweh. They go to hell. They're liars. They can't say, they can talk all they want to, shout. They can talk in their corrupt tongues all they want to. That doesn't mean a nickel worth of fat, bat, or hog's meat. That doesn't mean nothing to Yahweh. It's a form of this religious practice. We got to come into the way of truth. And when Yahweh began to bring us into that, it brings about a partness in our minds, our spirits. We're set on the law and a government that brings us before His presence. That we can sit in heavenly places with Him. Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence toward Yahweh. And whatsoever we ask now, we receive of Yahweh, of Him. Why? Because we what? We keep what? Well, we aren't getting very much of Him, are we? Come on, saints of Yahweh. We're not getting very much. I believe what Scripture says. You sit here with all our hypocrisy. We don't like to criticize ourselves. We don't see it. We don't like to see the sin and the corruption of our own hearts. We want to think that we're greater than that. Oh, this not me. I'm better than that. Maybe my neighbor now. You're full of hell and sin. You're a liar. I don't care if one of you don't love me. It makes no difference at all. I'm going to preach till my soul is thoroughly saved. Now that's what it says. I read it again. He said that whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Because. Now that's why we can pray, because. Because whatever we ask, we receive of Him. What? Because we what? What does it say? Come on, because we what? We keep His commandments. And do those things that are what? Pleasing in His sight. So that ought to let us know how pleasing we are to Him. Did He not answer Messiah? Did He not answer Saul? When He saw them three times, He had a buffeter, a messenger from hell that came to buffet Him or to hit Him. He saw them three times, didn't He? And He said that my laws and my truth is sufficient unto you, Saul. Do you think He preached anything different in your heart, huh? That's why the Baptists preach something different than the apostolics, and the apostolic, the Lutherans, and the Anglicans. They all got their own different doctrines. It is a collage of wickedness, saints. It is not of the Spirit of Yahweh. They want to satisfy flesh. He said, we keep His commandments. He answer her, us. He will give us because we keep His commandments. These wicked houses don't tell you that. They just tell you, ask Him. He'll give you whatever you want. These faith, say what you will. These faith whorehouses, they're not whorehouses of faith. Whatever you want, just pray to the Father. You want to get out of debt. You want cars. You want homes. That's not what Scripture says. And you know you're in His will because you're doing things according to His laws. My prayer, brother, is you always raise up a mighty man in America, not like these false liars. Like the stairs in these men that are weak back. And talk about a man of mighty strength and power. He will not fret what this wicked world does. He will not be intimidated. Look at who the man is. Raise him up, Father. I'll know him when I meet him. Hallelujah. He said, because we keep His commandments and we do those things which pleaseth Him. He says this in verse 23. And this is His commandment. Look at that now, what it says. Singular there, isn't it? Isn't that singular there? It says this is His commandment. That we should, look now, listen to this, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Yeshua Messiah. That's what it says now. And that we should what? Is that not the commandment of Yahweh? Is that not His commandment? We should love one another as He gave us what? Commandment, not commandments now, commandment. He said, I write unto you a new commandment, that you love Yahweh with all your neighbor as yourself. Now I want to show you in Scripture, we must follow along. Isn't that amazing that you can sit there, you sit there and watch 5 hours of television, you can tell the story, the soap operas, but when it comes to the truth of Yahweh, our minds are taken from us. Because you don't have the mind of Messiah. Because you hear everything the Father says. His twisted mind, the television got your mind twisted. Your lust, your covetous, your lies, so twisted the truth cannot even penetrate it. He said, I give you a commandment that you do what I commanded my son to do. And obey him. And keep the charge that I've given unto him. And you do that. Look at verse 24 now. Verse 24. And he that keepeth his what? Commandments. Dwelleth in him. And he is in him. And hereby we know that he abide in us. By the Spirit which he gave us. Did Messiah destroy the commandments of the Father? Did he destroy the laws of the prophet? Did he do that? And this is how you know that Messiah, you have the Spirit of Yahweh. Because the Spirit of Yahweh or Messiah will not destroy or desecrate the laws of Yahweh. It will not destroy that. It will not. It brings us a spiritual life and edification to it. That's why you say the words are speaking in their spirit and their life. And the laws of Yahweh quicken us from sin. They keep us from doing things that transgressing him and doing our neighbors wrong. That's what the laws of Yahweh will do to us. And because we have hope through Messiah, it is a spiritual enlightenment, or our hearts are patted, or they rejoice with the truth of those laws. Why? Because we know in the laws are life. We can find life in the laws of Yahweh. But a man sin under the law, under the witness of 2 or 3 witnesses, he died. And yet under the same law, there's life for us. It hasn't changed. Yahweh doesn't say words to throw them away. It's what these wicked whorehouses have taught. They're full of their father, the devil. And they don't know Yahweh. They don't know him at all. Let me read this last one in 1 Yochanan chapter 5, verse 3. He shows us the love again now. He says, 1 John 5, 3, 1 Yochanan 5, 3, the 5th chapter, verse 3. It says, for this is the love of Yahweh. This is how you know you love him and you show him love. That we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Not commandment, but this is how you know you love him. Not because you say you love him. You tell me, Satan, I want to ask you a question. These folks, how can they do that? And we have done the same ignorance. What if they hear the truth of Yahweh, they will reject it. How can they say they love the Father? And yet you tell them about their pagan days, their Christmas, their Easters, and all of their pagan celebrations, and they will damn your soul to hell. They will spit it in your face. They come against you. I believe there are going to be few that's going to find this way. You got to seek with some of your heart to find it. Say it loud. Seek him with all your heart. And you shall find him. And you can say, you can look at your hypocrite ways all you want to and say, I have sought him with all of my heart. You are a liar. You are the child of hell. The spirit of death is in you because you have not done that. You sought him with what you wanted to seek him with. You've given to him what you want. Oh, I love it with all my. You are a flat out liar. We are full of lies and full of shit. We have not done that. And that's why he can't do what he needs to do to us, because we're not honest. Instead of saying, I've done that, or trying to say, well, I haven't done. Yeah, I've done that. We haven't set our affection on him. You have not set your affection upon the Father, the things that are above. Your affection has been sensual and earthen things. He says, set it on things that are above. When you got your affection on that, nothing means anything to you. I don't care, homes, cars, nothing. Sons, daughters, nothing. Value to you at all. But here's the great value. Not any of those things value. Not any of it. And so don't tell me, people, we have done that. We are full of hypocrisy and lies. We're just like Israel. Where we sinned? Tell me my sin. You know everything. You know everything, so you saw me. Tell me my sins. And when he told them their sins, they still went away from him, saints. And that's the way he tells us our hearts. He shows us the things that hindering us from him answering our cries and our prayers. Why? And we say, well, I don't think it takes all that. That's a wickedness. That's a wickedness. That is a flat out adulterous wickedness. Everything that he says we are. And more. We're everything that He says we are. And more. Thank you always for His truth. Why? Because only by His mercies today He hasn't killed us. And by His truth, your iniquity. They can say what they want to. Iniquity is just a lawlessness against the laws of Yahweh. Your iniquity is purged by mercy and truth. And He shows you just a little more mercy today. And He brings out a little more truth. That's all it is. Not because you've done something good. That you're worth anything. You have no value. All flesh is as grass. He didn't say the saved flesh of the unsaved flesh. He said all flesh. All flesh is as the grass. As the grass died with the soul, does flesh do the same thing. So don't think you got any special place with Him. For we know that Yahweh is no respecter of person. He's not going to respect your lying religions. If He does that, He's got to respect all of them. The Buddhists and the Krishnas and the Laodiceans and all. He's got to respect all of them. He honors His name and nothing else. He winked at our ignorance because we've been such a rebellious people. When the scripture says he has had the cringe at it, he said, my, why can't they understand that? He said, they cringed at it. No, He doesn't wink His eye, sit there in the midst of His power of honor and dignity and wink His eye. Fools do that. No, He just cringed, saints. The scripture says in Matthew, chapter 5. Now, I want to show you something here. I'm going to move along here. Matthew, chapter 5. Verse 17 and verse 18, it says this. Matthew 5:17 and verse 18. It's either that Messiah is a flat out liar, and the scripture says, no one that maketh a lie shall be in this kingdom or go through or in the new city, Jerusalem. And he's going to be the light of that city. Now this is what he says in Matthew. Chapter 5, verse 17. He says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophet. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. That's what he said. And unless Saul and the rest of the apostles preached that, then what he said was not the truth. We will see whether those men preached that. I will show you, they all preach this message here. He says in verse 18, he said, for verily I say unto you, this is the surety of the laws of Yahweh, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one little tittle or yada shall in no wise pass from what? He said the law. Till what? All be fulfilled. Now what Messiah did, he brought the law to a spiritual dimension for us because the Levites, Sister Dean, could not do that because of their sin and their corruption. And he was made a sinless one. Why? Because he did all things to please the Father. He had wrestlings and battles against hell, but his heart was to please the Father. We can be without sin. We can be without sin at all. So he did all things to please the Father. And what the Levites had done, they had corrupted the very order of sacrifices and the order of the prescribed law of Yahweh. So he went outside of that realm and he brought one from the tribe of Yehuda. And his name is not a lion pagan Jesus. His name is Yahshua. He's Yahweh. He is Yahweh. He is Yahweh in flesh. He's just the salvation and the hope of Yahweh in flesh. That's what he is. He said nothing is going to pass from the law. Nothing at all. That's what he used the word law. Nothing at all. Well, what law could he be talking about? Did he read from a New Testament? Out of all Saul's preaching, he preached out of what was written. The Torah, the prophets, and David. I will show you. Can I tell you all this? This is such a lazy, wicked generation. All you want to do is eat. Lay on your lazy doves. You don't want to spend no time with Yahweh. You'd rather go to Walmart than to bless Him. You'd rather be in a function with wicked, with your wicked kinsmen or your wicked folks on the telephone. Yeah, you'd rather do that to soothe your lies and your corrupt mind than to actually take time and spend time with Him. He's not on your mind. He's not in your thoughts. He's not in your heart. You'd rather sleep than to pray. You'd rather lay on your lazy doves than to take 15 minutes to say, Yahweh, reveal that truth unto me. No time for him. None. And then these are the same ones that want to tell us about of Yahweh that will at least take time to know, will study, to show himself approved. That's what Yahweh approves, studying. He doesn't approve your gossiping and lying. You got time to gossip and lie? You got time to complain? You're wicked as hell. And that's all in hell is wickedness. No time for him? You got time to talk about frivolous folly? To laugh and to be foolish? You are a child of darkness. You got time to fret around, joke and jive, and no time for Yahweh? You dismiss him, and you allow the spirit of hell to come in, and you entertain that you're going to die your wickedness. So he said, I didn't come to destroy the law. Don't let these liars tell you that, he said. I didn't come to do that. I come to make sure that everything about the law is fulfilled. That it's manifested in you, and the fullness of the law, and the spiritual implications and the power of it, would be expressed in you. Now he says here in Luke chapter 24, quickly, Luke 24, verse 44 and verse 45. This is what scripture says. Luke 24, 44. And he said unto them, this word Messiah, is that not read in your text? And he said unto them, he said, these are the words which I spake unto you. Now that's what he said. Did he not say that? Is that read in your text? Luke 24, 44. Is that read? I want a consensus, hallelujah. Is that read in your text? It's red, isn't it? That's what it says. He said, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you, which I was yet, while I was yet with you. He said, while I was with you, I spoke some words. What words? That all things, did he say some things or all things? All things must what? Be what? Fulfill, which were written in the what? Written in what? Law of Moshe. So you think that he came to destroy that law? These liars tell us he did. They're liars. A shaitan, his ministers can transform themselves into ministers of light. They look good and they look sharp. I was looking at this picture of the old man they call Bishop Long. And that whole house he got about 23,000-25,000. His daughter pastor a whole house, not a pastor. She's a Jezebel. She got thousands in the sun, but look at that boy. That looks awful nice. It's Jerry curls, shave right. You can't tell me that's not an epitome of a picture there. It looks all sweet looking, doesn't it? Yes, it does. But they're perverters. They cause your heart to become perverted against your way. And that's why today folks don't even want any truth. They despise it. That's why they got their little separate little gods that they serve. You can only be a Baptist to serve the Baptist God. You can only be a Pentecostal to serve the Pentecostal God. You can only be a holiness to serve the holiness God. Because they think their God is better. Every last one of them think their God is right. I don't care what you say. Every little whorehouse got their own little God. They got a little whorehouse here, 5 or 10. They got their God. The one next door, they got their God. There's only one Yahweh. And they all call upon the same one. They don't even know his name. And if you tell them his name, they will stone you like they did Messiah. When he said, I came in the Father's name. If another shall come in his own name, him will you receive. Because I tell you, I come in my Father's name, you reject me. And they picked up stones to kill him. That's why men, when they preach with this anointing and this authority, they pick up stones to kill him. Truth. He said, these words which I spoke unto you, which I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moshe and in the prophets. And in the Psalms concerning who? Concerning who? So you think that Saul preached anything else? When he went amongst the Yothims against the Gentiles, they knew that there was a Torah and scripture. He preached from that book, sister. That's what he preached from. He didn't preach from some Kabbalah, some strange book. He didn't preach from that. He preached from the text. I will show you. I will show you, saints. Now look at what it says in Yohanan, John, chapter 1. I'm leading up to something here. Very important. Keep your minds fresh and your spirits open. John 1, Yohanan 1:45. It must be a witness of this truth now. And so here is one here what Messiah said. The laws and the prophets spoke of him. Now these men knew scripture here. It says in Yohanan 1:45, Philip, finding Nathanael, and said unto him, we have what?
We have what? We have found him. Seek and you shall find. We have found him. Of whom what? Moshe. In what? In what? In the law and the prophets did what? Right. He is the law. But the law and the prophets did right. That's why he came in his father's name. Did he come in some pagan Greek blood name? He said, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Yosef. We found him. Why? Because the law, and he walked in the prescribed power and the order and the fashion of the law with such perfection, they could find nothing to condemn him. They can find nothing. And old Nathan said, we found him. How do you know? Why? Because the law says that's him. And the prophets wrote of him. And there's have been no other that fit that description. Had there been a spiritual enlightenment, told Nathan to know that. That's what that was. Men tell you, I found him. I found him. Never found him. You got to know what the law says of him. In order to know how to find him, you got to see what the prophet said. Sure, you must say, you can't discount the book. Folks want to take just a portion of it. Is that something they, these whole houses, take out all what they call the blessings of Abraham? You think Abraham called him God or Lord when there are thousands of gods? He called them Yahweh. And what do you all, what the Melechim said to Moshe is that Abraham did not know him in the power of his name like you. He just knew him as Yahweh. But you want to know him as the mighty one, the mighty deliverer. Abraham didn't know him like that. You're going to see a side of him that has never been demonstrated unto man. And that's why we go into the kingdom. We're going to see the mighty power of that name in the name of Messiah, whatever it's going to be. But it's going to be the full action or the fullness of Yahweh being fulfilled. Only until we are in, saints. That's when it's all fulfilled, when we are in. That's when the law is fulfilled. When the law has stood the test of hell. Because Satan will go after them. He will be enraged with those that keep the law of Yahweh and they have the testimony of Messiah. That's what it says. Reject that to our own peril. You can't reject truth. And they have not the love of the truth. They have no truth in them. Why? Because they don't keep the commandments of Yahweh. And that's why there's very little truth today. You got to keep all 10 of them. They say the fourth one was for the Jews. Isn't that something? Then I can go out and do this. Would Sister Roberts be very feel good if I did that? Huh? I wouldn't feel very nice if she did that. Would you all, you would think that would be nice to bear false witness against one another? The perverts and liars. I stand for the truth. I don't care if it brings a separation. The truth did do that. Truth will bring separation. Sure will. But that's something. They will love liars and perverters. They make their flesh feel good. Exalt their flesh. And Yahweh never exalts flesh. He brought the flesh of Messiah down to the grave. He just didn't allow it to see corruption, sister. He didn't do that, Sister Deborah. Sister, he didn't allow the worms to begin to consume. That's all. He didn't allow that. 3 days, he defied death. With that, he shows that death has no dominion and power over us. Has no power. No whatsoever. And it was not a name that is translated into Jesus. You can't find that. No name in the scripture can transliterate into that. It's a made up lie. It's a trick of hell. It came by this Roman whore, this power of darkness, this Isabella, this whore of darkness. And when men are taken under that spirit because they're walking in the spirit of that whore, a man, it says that falls into, a man that goes into a whore, he goes into a deep ditch. And he doesn't come out of that whore. I said, Yahweh, that was never deep in that whore. You go there, whore, you don't come out. And that's it. That's why they can't come out of her. They're afraid. They will not even challenge you. Even what the men say. Why? About their spirit. We ought to, isn't that something? Because men will judge and draw my spirit because I preach in this anointing, in this name. And yet they won't even try the spirit of those that reject this truth. They can't because it's on the one covenant. They're on the one spirit. And old Satan is not about to divide his house. Not now. No, is it? I would have begun here in the book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. Acts, I want you to find this, chapter 13. And let us see what Saul, the one that was sent unto who now? He was sent to who? Come on, saints, don't be, he was sent to who? Say it loud, brother. He was sent to the Gentiles. Are we Gentiles? We were born Gentiles, were we not? So he was sent to the Gentiles. He was sent to who? Okay. Now, these are some of his acts here. I would have began reading at Acts chapter 13, verse 13. He says, and now when Saul, Paul, and his company had loot from Paphos, they came to, look where they went now, to Perga, to Pamphylia, and Johanna departed from them, and he returned to Jerusalem. It says in verse 14, but when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the temple, the house of Yahweh, the synagogue, on what? On the Shabbat day. And they what? They sat down. Now listen. And after now, is that not what it says? After the reading of the what? The reading of the what? And of the what? The rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then Saul stood up and beckoned with his hands and said, men of Israel, and ye that fear Yahweh, he said, you give audience. You open up your heart to about what I'm about to say. So he did not go into the house of Yahweh or the synagogue on Sunday or the Sunday today. He went on the Shabbat, what it says. And they read from the law and the prophets, because that is the only book they had. That is the only book. Wow, that was the fulfillment. A Messiah came to fulfill that. And these perverts today reject that.